before.
So that's right. He doesn't like Christmas.
Yeah, every single day. Brian says, I forgot my name for the last text. Laugh out loud. Enjoy your show. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. I'm glad you introduced yourself. You can get in. And Texas used to never be mad about someone getting a job. That's true. That's exactly right. That's a good point. Excellent point. You want to get in? 654-7627. All right, Ramona. It's time. We have lots to get to. Team 39 will still be unveiled today. What are we
doing now? We're doing Team 39?
No. We're going to the wide receiver list now.
It's 5 o'clock. The
long-awaited wide receiver list that people keep asking me about. We are going to finish today, and we're going to get to Team 39. No, that's a fact.
This list is going to be finished
on this show today. Okay. If I just read the names, it's going to be finished. No. That's a fact. That's starting now, and we'll get to Team 39. And I promise you, the fan base of Team 39 is not going to be happy with where I put them. That's an educated guess on my part. Lots to get to again. You want in 654-7627. All right, Ramona, let's start this. And we're going to start from number 25 and work our way toward one. I started with a master list in watching film of wide receivers all around the country. And of course, this is part of what I do every year around draft time. In evaluating players and such, and really,
these are the wide receivers you're going to get. This is the list that you're going to get to today and the future today.
Really, I do it all year. If you shut up, it's the list I'm going to get to.
Everybody, let's see if it's because of that 2 seconds that I've been talking.
You're still talking.
We'll find out.
You're still talking. You know, again, in terms of the receivers. You know, a lot of quarterbacks, look, if you listen to the quarterback list, the running back list, you heard a lot of names that you're probably not familiar with, some that almost no one's familiar with. But at the very least, on those lists, there are some household names, some names that everybody's familiar with. You know, everybody's familiar with a Bryce Love or a Jonathan Taylor at Wisconsin and those type of players, that ilk of player. The receiver thing is different. Because the receiver thing is, first of all, there are so many small school receivers that can play. And so it just takes a broader evaluation and it's quite time consuming. It's not you don't have the household names on the receiver list. Okay, so there's that element. Then there's this. This is a college list. I want to explain that, just like with the quarterback and running back list. In other words, I'm using the word drafting them, but that just means picking them in order. I'm not referring to where they'll ultimately be positioned in the NFL because, again, I think Herbert could wind up being the top quarterback taken, but he was like 9th on my effective quarterback list for college. It's 2 different things. It's a different game. I'm talking about players who have a chance to dominate the college game. So, in other words, on my quarterback list, there were guys like Mackenzie Milton, very high. There were guys like Mason Fine of North Texas, very high. And yet, Mason Fine was probably like, I don't know, 18, whatever he was. But he's only 5'10", 5'11". He's not going to play pro football. All right? So, there's the distinction. Now, I did consider talent. And that's another reason the receiver mix was the most difficult for me to evaluate because you have some guys who are hyper-talented who have not yet blossomed. And I think that some of those guys are going to blossom this year. But can I legitimately put them ahead of guys who are already hyper-productive? Well, that was a fine balance for me, and it was difficult. And I'll explain in particular which players that applies to when we get there. All right, I'm going to start at the bottom. We're to talk wide receivers around college football, the best receivers in the college game this year. Number 25 is a guy that some people are ranking in the top 3 or 4, which quite honestly is insanity. 25 is a tie for me, and the guy I was just talking about is Penny Hart. Penny Hart plays for Georgia State. He is a 5'8 receiver. Now, he does everything for them. absolutely everything. They'll hand it to him. They'll throw it to him. He'll return kicks, punts. He's all over the field. He's a dynamic little playmaker for Georgia State, but I couldn't put him any higher than 25 on my list. Talented guy. I think could play anywhere, but and I think we'll play in the pros as well. Probably mostly as a return guy, but may find some time as a slot receiver. I have a tie at 25 between DK Metcalf, the Ole Miss wide receiver. Metcalf is a big-bodied, 6'4", physical wide receiver who high points the ball. He's a great target in the end zone. You know, one of the things with Ole Miss this year that Jordan Ta'amu is going to have in his favor is they have great receivers. When you look at a DK Metcalf and combined with an A.J. Brown, they have great receivers at Ole Miss. That offense may be the biggest surprise in the SEC this year, the Ole Miss offense. And DK Metcalf will be one of the reasons why. Again, 6'4", big physical receiver, tough, really good in the red zone, big-time target in that area of the field. So there's their tie at 25. Number 24 on the Road Rage wide receiver draft list is OU wide receiver CeeDee Lamb. Now, Lamb is a kid who, as a true freshman, got off to a great start against Ohio State. He made a lot of big plays in that game early, quieted down a little bit when Ohio State sort of figured out who he was. He's about 6 feet tall. He's quick. He's elusive, fast. There are a lot of things to like with CeeDee Lamb. His sophomore year should just improve on the things that he did. And I'm already telling you, I think they're going to get great quarterback play. I just think that I don't think people yet understand how good Kyler Murray is. I hear people, say, well, we don't know anything about Kyler Murray. Well, I do. And I'm telling you right now, he is going to be a problem for every defense Oklahoma faces. I don't think people have any idea what's coming. I think they think Mayfield's gone, nothing to worry about. I think there's a lot to worry about. I think Murray is going to drive defenses crazy. And he has talent on the outside, and a big part of that talent is CeeDee Lamb. Lamb, as a sophomore, as I said, is just going to get better and better and better, and I think is going to wind up being a special player. And I think he had about 750 yards last year, maybe 800 yards. He'll improve on those numbers. He'll definitely be a 1,000-yard receiver this season, and they'll probably find other creative ways to get the ball in his hand as well. He's 24. Number 23. We talked about this receiver a little yesterday, and let me just say, if you're in the 23rd spot on this list, it's not a slight on your ability. If you're 23, 24, it's not a slight on your ability. By the way, Texas says, interested to see where you place T. Higgins, considering he's in the blossoming category, might end the year number one when you look back at the end of the year. Yeah, see, that's part of the dilemma in ranking these guys. Again, if I was ranking them for pro potential, this list would have a quite different order, and I'll explain those when I get to them. Number 23, a guy we spoke about yesterday, 23 is J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, the Stanford wide receiver. He's a bit of a dilemma. And apologies, Cliff, for if you're concerned about where I put him, but there are elements of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside I love. He's tough as can be. He blocks. He's great in the red zone. He's a physical receiver who can fend off defenders, shield defenders, high point the football, great red zone target. Lots to like. I mean, again, he's surrounded by talent on this list. You know, CeeDee Lamb is a really good player. The Hart kid, the Metcalf kid, these are really good players. And J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is a really good player. My concern about him is his top-end speed. And we've seen a couple guys in the last few years drafted who look a lot like J.J. Arcega-Whiteside who have not yet had success on the pro level, including one who was drafted in round one. I think that's going to be the challenge for him. It's going to be how he runs. And again, there's a difference between handheld and laser timed. Combine's a combo. We'll see how he runs. If he can run 4.55 or better, then he'll have a chance at the next level. But again, at the college level, which is what the premise of this list is, he's a man. He's tough. He's number 23 on the list. Number 22 on the list is a player that right now I'm not in love with. I'm basically putting him on this list based on what he did 2 years ago, and that's Amon Richards from Miami. 2 years ago, he looked like a star in the making. He was sensational in his freshman year. Last year, he had injuries, but even when he was relatively healthy and played, he didn't look like the same guy. I just didn't see any sharpness in anything he did last year. You know, I didn't like the way he ran his routes. I didn't think there was any sharpness out of the breaks. He just, for lack of a better way to put it, he looked disinterested. Now, I think part of that was injury, which is why I'm still including him on this list. I'm allowing for the fact that it was injury and that he could have a bounce back year, and maybe that'll be the case. So he makes the list at number 22, Amon Richards at University of Miami, based on what he did as a freshman and that potential. Number 21 on the wide receiver list is Gary Jennings. Now, that's probably not a name that's familiar to many of you. He is West Virginia's second receiver, their number two. He's actually their speed receiver and posted a 1,000-yard season last year, and he's very good. He's a part of that, what West Virginia does. That offense is going to be remarkable this year. I think it's going to be very difficult to stop them or slow them, and Gary Jennings is going to be a big part of the reason why. He operates very effectively off West Virginia's other star receiver, and we'll get to him later. But the underrated guy, the most underrated guy in that West Virginia team, and maybe one of the more underrated guys in the Big 12 as a whole, is Gary Jennings, the West Virginia wide receiver. So there's that. Texas says, when it's all said and done, Jeff Thomas may be better at the U. You may be right. You know, we're just going to see what happens with Richards this year. I don't think anybody can really know. Was it just injury last year? Will he return to form, to his freshman form, in a more mature variety? We'll see. It remains to be seen. Number 20, as we break into the top 20. Number 20 is North Carolina wide receiver Anthony Ratcliffe Williams. Ratcliffe Williams is a thick kid, strong. He was a quarterback in high school. He's a converted quarterback, but he's a natural catching the ball, and he can high point the ball. He fights for the football. He has talent. He has the ability to beat coverage. There's a lot to like about Anthony Ratcliffe Williams. In fact, when you look at North Carolina's football team, there are not a lot of players on that team I like. I mean, I like Surratt's potential, and I like Anthony Ratcliffe Williams' potential. And now I'm basically done. He's number 20 on the Road Rage wide receiver list. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
Local Q is the place to connect for food, friends, and fun. Have you made plans for brunch? Local Q has expanded their brunch menu to include a barbecue benedict, house-made corned beef hash, and many more items to beat that hangover. Wash it down with a mimosa pitcher or a classic Bloody Mary. Keep the fun going with a little friendly competition. It could be one of their hundreds of nostalgic board games, pool, ping pong, Jenga, darts, or cornhole. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Filling your prescriptions should be hassle-free. That's where your neighborhood pharmacies, Patrick Square in Clemson, and Corner Drugstore in Pickens take care of that for you. Whether you're filling a new script or transferring from another pharmacy, they'll be glad to assist you in making sure you don't miss a beat. Your medical well-being is priority one with them, so you can rest easy knowing you'll have your meds when you need them. Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson and Corner Drugstore in Pickens. Small town feel, big time service.
Celebrate your independence now till the end of July at Hendrick Honda Easley. Have you heard of Honda Sensing? Honda Sensing is our exclusive intelligence suite of safety and driver-assistive technologies designed to alert you to things you might miss while driving. Lane Keep Assist, Adaptive Cruise Control, and Collision Mitigation Braking System, to name just a few. Up on the hill, it's Hendrick Honda Easley. Escape the everyday and enjoy the experience. Hendrick Honda Easley, where we make it fast, fair, easy, and transparent.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, or a place to start a new business, or you need some acreage, then you need to call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham and Associates. Hugh Durham has been in business for over 45 years, a member of IPTA for 54 years, and he has the same dedication to Clemson Athletics as he has to his business. Put the dedicated and experienced experts to work for you. Call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. And get ready to be treated like family.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Tip to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Ken writes, Richards had a bad hamstring all fall camp. Didn't play the first two games and nagged him all year. I said that. I said he was injured. I already said that. But he also just wasn't very good. And we'll see. I mean, I think he has something to prove. I think he has something to prove. And we'll see how he plays. I mean, I have questions. I don't know how anyone could watch the play last year and not have questions. And maybe the questions will still be about hamstrings or other mysterious injuries. We'll see. I was very high on him coming in. I was high on him off his freshman year, but I was disappointed in what I saw last year. And maybe it was all injury, but he can't be higher than this point on the list based on what he's done to date. All right, we left off, Ramona, with Anthony Radcliffe-Williams
at number 20. And by the way, there are a number of ACC receivers on this list. It's the way it worked out. Number 19, we're going to the SEC. Number 19 is Darius Slayton of Auburn. Slayton is a 6 foot or so wide receiver who runs probably in the legitimate 4.40 range. A relatively slender body wide receiver with long speed who Jared Stidham seemed to develop a chemistry with last year. I would expect that to continue. I think Stidham got better and better as the year went on. I think Slayton is his favorite target, and Slayton gives him somebody who can stretch the field, and Stidham took advantage of that through the much of the second half of last season. I would expect to see more of the same out of that combination. That combination could develop into the best quarterback receiver combination in the SEC this year. There's a chance at that, depending on what happens elsewhere, like who plays quarterback at Alabama. So there's that. Texas says, I'm anxious to see where Anthony Johnson of Buffalo falls on this list. That's from Austin Silvey. That's a good guess, Austin. Texas has a lot of small guys so far. Well, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside isn't small, and D.K. Metcalf is 6'4". So I'm not sure I'd say there are a lot of small guys, but I guess I get your point. Number 18, and we're going to the MAC. Number 18 is Deontay Johnson of Toledo. When you watch Johnson on film, again, he's a guy who had 1,350 receiving yards or something of the sort last year. He eats up cushions. He's a very sharp route runner. He has tremendous hands. He's quick. He's really quick out of his breaks. His breaks are precise. He's a hard guy to deal with. Now, having said that, his biggest dilemma this year is going to be he doesn't have Logan Woodside anymore. And obviously, Logan Woodside was a tremendous quarterback at Toledo. It'll be interesting to see what type of quarterback play they get this year. Deontay Johnson, though, can play anywhere. He's a kid, you know. I don't go through these things looking for small school prospects to put on these kind of lists. I'm looking for talent. I'm looking for guys that can play. And when I say they can play, I mean they can play anywhere. I'm not taking a guy at a school like Toledo if I don't think the guy can play anywhere. You know, if he's just, in fact, there are a lot of guys that didn't make my cut who put up enormous numbers at lesser schools, and when I watch their film, they're just not elite players. They're guys who are putting numbers up because they're the best player on a bad team in a bad league against bad competition, that kind of thing. There's nobody on this list who fits that category. So number 18 on the list is Deontay Johnson, Toledo. And again, I think he's a talent. And I think he's a kid who can play absolutely anywhere. Number 17. And I actually think that this guy is going to go up this list as the year goes on. And really, in a way, I would probably like to have him higher on this list. It's just the way it worked out. Number 17 is Riley Ridley of Georgia. You know, for all of Calvin Ridley's alleged greatness, the best Ridley the night we watched Georgia play Alabama may have been Riley Ridley, not Calvin. And he was a dominant-looking player against Alabama. There's not much not to like about Ridley. You know, Georgia likes to talk about Terry Godwin, et cetera. You know, I even saw a list that suggested Terry Godwin's a number one draft pick. I don't know what universe you're talking about. Terry Godwin's a nice little player, but he's nothing more than that to me. The talent in that group is Riley Ridley. And Ridley has tools. Ridley's, you know, 6'2", athletic, in fact, more athletic than Calvin Ridley. And I think has the potential for greatness. In fact, if there's a breakout player other than Swift offensively for Georgia this year, it's going to be Riley Ridley. I could see him
posting dramatically better numbers than he has previously. He's a guy I would look out for if I was an opponent of Georgia. Texas said Salad thought he would be higher. Yeah, look, you can make a case for him to be higher because, quite honestly, when I compiled this list, I sort of thought he would be higher too, and I think he probably should be higher. So I'm sort of in agreement with you. I think you're right. It's nothing against Riley Ridley because I really like him. I think he has tremendous potential. I think he's going to be a really good player this year for Georgia. And he's a guy that I can envision as a future high draft pick. So I like Riley Ridley a lot. It's no slight on Riley Ridley. It's just the nature of the rest of this list. And really, I'll probably regret not putting him higher because I think a lot of him. So it's not that. Number 16 is Colin Johnson. Now, Colin Johnson's probably a name that not many people are familiar with. Colin Johnson is the 6'6 Texas wide receiver. You know, Texas has been in this constant quest to find who their quarterback is. You know, I had a texter, Ramona, who was it who asked about Shane Buechele? Somebody asked about...
Yes, I remember that, yes.
Shane Buechele repeatedly, and I meant to... I appreciate that, 616. He says, 17th best in the country is no slight. No, and I certainly don't mean it as that, because, again, I think a lot of Riley Ridley, I really do. Regarding Shane Buechele, and I think it was Dexter 940, he's a guy who, as a freshman, looked great for Texas, the quarterback. You know, he had the big game early and against Notre Dame, and people were all geeked up about him. He looked real good. He's still the better of the two throwers at Texas, but he's not the better quarterback in my estimation. He just, I'm not sure what it is. The intangibles he appeared to have as a freshman, he doesn't appear to have any longer. And so, from my standpoint, I don't even really think he should be the starter there. So that's an issue. But Colin Johnson is a 6'6 receiver who sort of came on the scene last year and made a name for himself. It's that, but it's more than that. I watched the Texas spring game, and I don't make too much of spring games other than you sometimes see guys really emerge. And I think you're starting to see the emergence of Colin Johnson at Texas. Johnson just killed everybody in that spring game. There is nobody on that football team who could deal with him. You know, he's 6'6". He's a big target. You know, you could see him as a pro tight end down the road. He doesn't have bad speed. He's not a burner by any means. But, you know, he's high pointing everything. Texas quarterbacks were just throwing the ball up in the air to him and letting him just go up and get it. And no one was able to fend him off. So I think he's a guy who's really on the come. I think he is headed towards being a dominant player this year at Texas. And he'll be something to watch. I mean, it's going to be about, you know, again, quarterback playing, getting him the ball and seeing how that plays out. But Colin Johnson of Texas makes number 16 on the list. Number 15 on the list. And again, we're going back to Norman, Oklahoma. And I know there are a lot of people who have Marquise Brown higher than this. Brown is a talent. Brown is a JC transfer with a gold grill. And he was a big-time revelation for Oklahoma last year. 1,000-yard receiver. They found a lot of different ways to get him the ball. He's fast. He's quick. He's elusive. He's not the biggest guy in the world, and, you know, and I want to see him continue to
to improve, get better, see if he can add a few LBSs, get a little stronger, see if that can make an impact in his game. You know, when you're looking at a passing attack like Oklahoma's last year and being run by Baker Mayfield, and you're seeing these guys like Marquise Brown or CeeDee Lamb put up these numbers, you have to wonder, when you're evaluating, you have to try and determine, is this the receivers or is this the quarterbacks? And that's the dilemma with these two guys. I think they're both good. I really do. I think both players are good. I think CeeDee Lamb and Marquise Brown are both talented players. But I still think a lot of it was also Baker Mayfield. And that's why I don't have either as high as I might otherwise. Number 14 is a player that Georgia fans should be very familiar with. You know, before I get to that, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Georgia fans will have to wait for the familiarity update. George Coleman Ford, Traveler's Rest, cars cost less in Traveler's Rest. That's real. That's a fact. It's also a fact that there are never any dealer fees or service fees at George Coleman Ford. Find other dealerships that do that. They don't tack on fees. I'm telling you something. I don't know how other people are. I don't mind paying for things that I like or that I'm supposed to be paying for. You know what I'm saying? In other words, if I find a vehicle I like and the vehicle is, just pick a price. Let's say $35,000. And I like that vehicle. I don't mind paying for that. What I don't want to pay for is $400 or $500 for something I don't get. That ticks me off. I don't want to see something down, all the way down, tacked on at the bottom of $400 for dealer fees. You take care of that. I don't want to take care of that. If I'm going to pay you something, then I want something for it. I want an updated security system. I want floor mats. I want this. I want that. I don't want to pay you for nothing. George Coleman Ford, there are never any dealer fees or service fees. The pre-owned vehicles are priced below market value. They have a built-in weekly price drop until they sell. But then there's this. There was a gentleman who wrote a review on Google a week or so ago. He was not from the area. He was 240 miles away from home and his vehicle broke down. He called George Coleman Ford. They helped him out immediately and got him back up and running, headed for home in 20 minutes. He could not believe that a dealership that he had never done business with before would have bent over backwards to help him. That's who George Coleman Ford is. That's who they've been for 90 years. I mean, that's the difference. And they'll still be there another 90 years from now. That's who they are. It's George Coleman Ford, Traveler's Rest. Go see him today. You will thank me later. That same texter on Ahmad Richards says, sorry, well, I know you mentioned the injury. I was just specifying the nature of the injury. In fact, he only played in 7 games last year. No, it's good, Ken. I appreciate it. No, you're 100% right. It's a good job. Quick break. Walt Tula Road Rage. I'll be right back.
Hey, Clemson football fans. This is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easley offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easley is there to help you find the new or pre-owned vehicle just right for you. online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
Hey folks, Quonk here to tell you about the best shave on the market with Harry's. I love my Harry's shave every single time. It's the smoothest, most comfortable shave you could possibly imagine. And for a limited time only, they've got a special deal. New customers can save big on a Harry's shave set with OOB5 at Harry's.com. Get a 5-blade razor, the weighted handle, the shave gel, the travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Now you might be thinking, why Harry's? What's the big deal? Well, their founders are tired of paying up for razors overpriced and overdesigned, so they've offered a simpler option that gives you a quality shave at a fair price. Just $2 for replacement cartridges, less than half the price of the leading competition. They've got 100% quality guarantee. There's no subscription required, and they're now available in Walmart and Target. That's right. They've gone to stores near you. For a limited time only, get that shave set. $5 off with the code OOB5 at Harry's.com. That's just $3. That's all it takes to get started. $3 plus free shipping when you use the code OOB5 at Harry's.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to Harry's.com today. Don't forget that code OOB5.
At eBay, your passion is a big deal. So right now, get a big deal on any passion from A to Z. No, really. Art, baking, coffee, design, exploring, fashion, golf, homebrewing, Italian cuisine, jogging, kayaking, landscaping, making beats, napping, outdoors, photography, questioning the universe, record collecting, streetwear, travel, ultimate frisbee, video gaming, working out, extreme sports, yoga, and ziplining! Shop eBay deals right now for great deals on the things you love. Shipping is always free, and there's no membership required. Fill your cart with color. eBay.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is a fresh approach to the outpatient surgery experience. First of all, we're a smaller facility, so we really are a true team where we make decisions together as a team to care for our patients the absolute best way possible. We are the ones that are successfully performing the total knee and hip replacements as outpatient surgery here in the Upstate. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, our team of medical professionals are with you every step of the way. From the time you enter our doors that morning to the time you walk out of our facility that afternoon. I'm Kathy Witham, one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham, and I want to personally invite you to come see us and take a tour of our surgery center. Meet our wonderful staff and allow us to answer any questions you might have about total knee or total hip replacement surgery. We're just different from everybody else. You'll be impressed. The Surgery Center at Pelham, where we're doing amazing things to improve your surgical experience.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
I won't be wronged. I won't be insulted. I won't be laid a hand on. I don't do these things to other people. I require the same from them.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason. So I try to remember without talking to myself. Things that I've said or maybe things that I felt about you.
Walt Zepsula Road Rage. We are WCCB 105.5 The Roar. We're going over the Road Rage wide receiver draft rankings. And again, this is a list designed to pick the best receivers in college football. And best meaning most impactful, most productive. It is not designed to pick who the best NFL talent will be. Again, if I was picking the best NFL talent on the quarterback list, I would have picked Herbert first. I picked Herbert ninth on my quarterback list because I think there are eight quarterbacks who have been significantly more productive and probably will remain more productive. Herbert has to prove he can stay healthy, etc. So it was these type of things that went into this thought process and into the compilation of these lists. All right, so that's how it works. We left off with number 14 on the Road Rage wide receiver list, and I had mentioned that Georgia fans should have some familiarity with this guy. On 10-14-17, Georgia beat Missouri 53-28. The part of that game that's of interest here for the Georgia fans and for everybody concerning Missouri is that Missouri has a receiver named Emmanuel Hall who ran right by Georgia all game long. And when I say went right by him, I mean smoked that Georgia secondary. Just blew right by him. Now, Hall was held out of the spring game because he's a little banged up. I assume he's going to be good to go for the fall. Hall, in that game, had four receptions. That's right, Texas 616 had it, for 141 yards. He averaged 35.2 yards per reception. But that's not the whole story. Because there were several other times that Hall blew past the Georgia secondary. I mean, beat them by 15 yards, and he and Locke failed to connect. One, he actually lost a ball in the lights or the whatever it was on film. He beats the Georgia secondary by 15 yards, and he loses the ball. He just couldn't find it. But he routinely just blew right through and past the entire Georgia secondary. And he is one of the most explosive, fastest receivers on this list. Now, look, he needs to be able to complement his ability to run nine routes and go vertical with an intermediate game and with better route running and these type of things. But in terms of a guy who can take the top off a defense, there may not be a better guy in college football than Emmanuel Hall. Hall averaged 25 yards receiving for the year. 616 says big play machine. Exactly. He is exactly that, big play machine. A guy who averaged 25 yards a catch for the year. And I'm telling you, and every Georgia fan who watched that game probably remembers this and was probably horrified at how easily Hall was running past the Georgia DBs. So he is a guy to really watch this year. I'm telling you, people are sleeping on Missouri. They just are. I put them 42, I think it was, and I'm not feeling good about that because I think their last six games of the year are winnable. I'm telling you, but even when I gave out Missouri, I said, you know, if there's a team on this list that could be the surprise team, and if there's a team that wins the SEC East that isn't Georgia or South Carolina that comes as a shock to people, it'll be Missouri. Missouri's capable of beating every team in that division because I don't think people understand how good their defensive tackles are. I think people know about Drew Locke. They think, well, yeah, but, you know, is he really that good? Yeah, he really is that good. Yeah, he really is. He really is that good, and he really has some weapons. And the best weapon he has is Emmanuel Hall. And I'm not sure there's a secondary in the country that can contain him, that can stay on top of him. He's just too explosive in a straight line. He just blows right past people. And I think you're going to see a lot of that. Locke's arm strength, again, you don't see a lot of quarterbacks who regularly improve their arm strength, but Locke has. I promise you, if you go back and watch Locke as a true freshman and you watch him now, you'll be astounded at the difference in his arm strength. Because as a true freshman, I wasn't sure about him at all. Everything was short. He couldn't throw a ball 40 yards in the air. I mean, he's a totally different quarterback now. He throws vertically with great confidence, and he has the weapons
to get vertical. And remember, that team gets Crockett back, a 1,000-yard rusher as a freshman 2 years ago they didn't have last year. He was out with injury. They get him back. Now they have two talented runners, talent at receiver, and obviously talent at quarterback. And then defensively, those defensive tackles, they're 4, 5, 6 deep. They can play. You know, and they have ability there, and I think they do a pretty good job stuffing the run. It's, by the way, Ronan Matthew writes, it'll be a surprise to everyone but us Road Rage listeners. We already heard it here first. Thank you, Matthew. I appreciate that. It means a lot to me. Thank you. But yeah, that's what we're talking about, and I think Missouri is going to be a dangerous team in a league that still a lot of the teams are offensively challenged. You know, again, everyone's going to talk about Dan Mullen in Florida and how improved they'll be. But I'll tell you right now, Missouri's going to go to Florida and beat Florida because Florida can't score with them. I mean, Missouri will put at least a 28 spot up on them, and Florida's not going to match that. And it may be more than that because it's going to be hard to contain Missouri. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I have looked at their whole schedule. Pull their schedule up, Ramona, just for kicks.
Because I was thinking about giving them as a total play. I haven't. We've stayed with the 21, but and I know there are some bumps early, but I think the schedule softens the second half. And I just think that it's a really dangerous team. It's a team that I'm not sure anyone's going to hold them under like 28 points. I mean, I think they're going to score all year. People want to talk about the best offenses in the SEC. If you take Alabama out of the equation, we don't exactly know what they're going to do at the quarterback position. We know what they should do. If you take them out of the quarterback, out of that situation, I'm not so sure the next best offense isn't going to be Missouri. In fact, I think it is. I think Missouri, and point-wise, Missouri may wind up leading the SEC in points per game. What do you have?
Their first game is UT Martin, home.
Okay. W.
Wyoming, home.
W.
Go to Purdue.
I think they're going to win that game. It's not going to be easy, though. That's going to be a tough game against the Fighting Jeff Roms.
Georgia, home.
See, I think they can beat Georgia in Columbia. Georgia's got to go to two tough Columbias this year. Those two, it's not going to be any joke to go to Columbia, South Carolina. It's not going to be any joke to go to Columbia, Missouri. And that's still early. And again, the last time Georgia played there, Missouri thoroughly outplayed Georgia, and Georgia won in the waning seconds when Eason led a drive.
Then they go to South Carolina.
That's going to be a fascinating game. That's going to be a shootout. There'll be points scored in that game.
Then they go to Alabama.
Okay.
Then they have Memphis at home.
All right.
Kentucky home.
Okay, I think this is the point of the schedule that I thought it really turned their way. So Memphis home, Kentucky home. Those are both wins.
Then they go to Florida.
See, I think they'll win that game, 3.
Then they have Vanderbilt home.
They'll win that.
Then they go to Tennessee.
I think they'll win that.
And then they have Arkansas at home.
See, I think they'll win their last 6 games. I have to check the South Point total of that same date on Missouri and see what it was because I think they'll win their last 6. So anything they do before that, I mean, if they split those games before that, and they'll probably do at least that, I mean, you could be looking at a 9-win team. I'm telling you right now, Missouri is the dark horse contender in the SEC East. They're the team that no one's talking about that they should be. And a big part of that reason is wide receiver 14, Emmanuel Hall. Hall is going to give opposing defenses absolute nightmares. It's no joke. Nobody can stay on top of this guy. He's just too explosive. He's number 14. Number 13 on the list, and this is a similar situation. You know, TCU wide receiver Jalen Reagor. Reagor is a incredibly explosive, incredibly dangerous guy. Now, he's had his ups and downs as a freshman. Early, he looked really good. He had some growing pains. It's not surprising. But Jalen Reagor is a big-time playmaker. And he may be the best receiver in the Big 12. We'll get to another one a little bit later on this list who might disagree. But Jalen Reagor, from a talent perspective, he's the most talented receiver in the Big 12. The most talented. The most naturally gifted, most talented receiver in the league. He plays for TCU. I mean, I think TCU has some questions at quarterback, but, and 616 is all over it. He wrote huge Alamo Bowl. He's all over it. 616 having a banner day. Yeah, you're all over it. He did have a huge Alamo Bowl. He's I think he had 160 yards receiving in that game, if I remember right. And he's just a dominant athletic player. They're going to find lots of ways to get the ball in his hands. He's a threat to go the distance every time he touches it. That's who he is. And so I expect Jalen Reagor to have a big year for TCU, even with questionable quarterback play. I mean, I think he'll be well over 1,000 yards, and I think he'll leave his mark in college football this year as the most athletic receiver in the Big 12. I don't think there's much question about that. Texas Walt, I know it's completely off subject, but what impact do you think Darian Kendrick will have in his career at Clemson? Oh, I think he's going to have an enormous impact. It's not off subject. No, I think he's going to be absolutely terrific. Number 12 on the Road Rage wide receiver countdown list. Number 12 is Wake Forest receiver Greg Dortch. Greg Dortch is a little dynamo. No one can deal with him. You can't cover him. He's quick as can be. He has speed. He has quickness. He has toughness. You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of Antonio Brown when he was in school in the MAC. That's who Dortch reminds me of at the same stage. He reminds me of him. He's a route runner. He's just, his quickness makes him so tough to deal with. He's a guy who has extreme short area quickness. He can change directions at will. He's a really difficult guy to deal with. He's a touchdown scoring machine. Obviously he was injured. That sent him off schedule a little bit, and we'll see how the quarterback play develops this year. We'll see whether it's going to be Hinton long-term or whether his suspension will allow one of his competition to get in there. And that may be the case. I'm not sure Hinton holds on to that job, but Dortch is a problem for everybody. You know, he's the little guy that can. And there's a toughness to him. You know, when you watch Antonio Brown, he's a really precise route runner, and he's tough. He's a little guy, but he's physical, and he's surprisingly tough. He changes directions well in the short area. It's just he's an impossible guy to cover. Well, Dortch is a lot of those same things. He's a lot of those same ingredients. And I think that's why he's going to be a guy that is going to be a challenge for every team that Wake Forest faces to deal with. He's the little guy that can. And I remember at a similar stage talking about Antonio Brown and warning about him when he was in college. And obviously, I knew Antonio Brown was going to be good. I never imagined what he would become. But Greg Dortch reminds me of him. He just has a lot of those same attributes, and he should be a big part of Wake Forest's success this year. I would expect to see that. All right, Greg Dortch's number 12. When we get back, I'll tell you who number 11 is.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
The countdown is on. 50 days till Clemson football.
Ryan will take the shotgun snap. Here comes the blitz. They dump it outside. Renfro opening on the left sideline. Cross to the 30. The 20 stays on his feet inside the 15 and finally wrapped up by Henderson. inside the 15-yard line.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
You know what you could use right now? Flavor. And the best place to find a flavorful breakfast biscuit served all day, every day? Bojangles. Head to Bojangles and get two sausage biscuits for just $2.50. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hey, Clemson football fans. This is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that six-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all six of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at lakesidelodgeclemson.com or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com in Haywood Mall next to Belk.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. Now is the time to buy with sweet rebates on 2018 Escape, Edge, or Explorer. $1,000 rebate and 0% financing for 72 months. Ford SUVs are capable, convenient, and versatile. And now you can own a 2018 Escape, Edge, or Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months with approved credit and $1,000 rebate. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
It's Macy's Black Friday in July. Hurry in for incredible specials before they're gone, like swimwear for her, 60% off. Fine jewelry, 50 to 80% off. Save on men's designer suits, $99. Get select KitchenAid stand mixers, just $179.99. Select designer pillows, $6.99. And it gets even better. Get free shipping at Macy's.com with any $49 purchase. Price is so low, it's like Black Friday in July. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Sale ends July 15th.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery, and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total